Here we go with episode 4 of season 8 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Once again, presented by Hooters. Tons of great beer specials and $6 drinks all day, every day at Hooters. And check out our seafood specials, $19.83 for a pound of crab legs, and great prices on buffalo and steamed shrimp as well. Hooters is celebrating 40 years. Visit any of their locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. A reminder and a common theme of the first week of season 8 of our podcast. We will be returning for our fantasy drafts for podcast leagues at one of the Hooters locations in the greater Tampa Bay area for the first time since 2019. The location, the date, and the time is to be announced in the coming weeks. If you are interested in joining us at Hooters on your own dime, but there is no fee to play in a podcast fantasy league, please send me an email, write.todd@yahoo.com, write.todd@yahoo.com. As I gauge how many people are interested in playing, I'm guaranteeing one podcast league this year with the potential to increase it to two based on demand. Whether you are a former player, a returning player, or a potential new player, and you are willing to commute to the Tampa Bay area to do the live in-person draft at Hooters at a date to be announced, please email me, write.todd@yahoo.com. That's going to be fun, getting back into Hooters. Ira Kaufman is a go, so let me just bring that up. Yeah, if you come out to our draft at Hooters to play, you will see Ira there. Ira has been an amazing supporter of the fantasy podcast and the fantasy drafts, and he has gone from knowing very little about fantasy football to being a very formidable championship contender in recent years. I defeated him in the title game of one of the podcast leagues in 2021. And so Ira has committed to play again this year from joebucksfan.com. And anytime Ira is in the room, that alone is worth the price of admission. And of course, the price of admission is nothing. Ira also, I don't know what I enjoy more. Ira's interaction with everyone, not only the players in the leagues, not only the staff at Hooters, but Ira's food consumption is very interesting. There aren't many times that you see someone enjoying a dessert at Hooters. This just in, it's gonna happen with Ira at Hooters. I don't even know what desserts they have. I mean, they're a restaurant. Of course they have desserts. But when I think of Hooters, right, in no particular order, I think of the wings. I've always liked the buffalo chicken wrap. I like their burgers. They have good curly fries. Cold beer. Full liquor bar. This is me talking. This isn't the copy points. And the world-famous Hooters girls. And the staff's great, right? And there's a look to the stores. The ones that have been modernly built or renovated have a really cool look, modern 21st century look. I don't think of desserts, but Ira's going to have one. I've noticed that previous years we've done the draft at Hooters. Okay, so thanks to Hooters for their continuing presenting sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Email me at write.todd@yahoo.com if you have interest in playing in 2023 Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Write.todd@yahoo.com. Again, we're not to player evaluation yet. We'll get into that next week. It's very early. We are over a month away from the start of the fantasy season with the Thursday night game between the Lions and the Chiefs, which interestingly enough, just going to throw this out, the two most how was it? Was it inside the 5-yard line or inside the 10? I think it was the 5. The two most efficient quarterbacks throwing inside the 5-yard line last year are both playing in the season opening game in the NFL this year. Number one, Patrick Mahomes. Number two, Jared Goff. Yeah, Burrow's 3, by the way. Yeah, interesting. Very, very interesting. Most of Chiefs fans know this. Without Tyreek Hill, Mahomes doesn't throw a lot of balls in air yards. It's a lot of high percentage, efficient stuff close to the line of scrimmage where the player is just coming out of the break or it's a hot read. So much of what Mahomes does are passes that travel 5 yards or less beyond the line of scrimmage. Very interesting. So, of course, he's going to have a high efficiency rate from the 5-yard line and in. But Jared Goff was number two. Okay, so for episode 4 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, I'm going to talk about how, you know, there's an old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Translation, learn from your mistakes. I had a lot of good conversations over the years working at ESPN with Barry Melrose. And I know Barry has a bad reputation around the Tampa Bay area because he was only in Tampa Bay for about as long as it takes to eat a Cuban sandwich from the Alessi Bakery as head coach of the Lightning, and nothing went well there. But Barry often used to talk to me about handling rookies and said, you know, rookies are allowed to make mistakes, but rookies have to learn from their mistakes or they're never going to be veteran players. They have to, at some point, learn from their mistakes and stop making them. So as a commissioner, always open to making changes and evolving my leagues, I'm going to learn from a mistake I made last year, which was, I hope you and your leagues learned a long time ago in season-long family football. Fantasy football, you might play against your family. That's always fun. To take the last week of the regular season out of play, right? Because the integrity of those games is compromised by many teams already being eliminated from postseason play. Many teams already qualifying for postseason play. Many teams already knowing their seeding in postseason play. So a significant percentage of the games the last week of the regular season, we're now at 18 weeks in the regular season total. We used to be 17. You don't play fantasy football the last week of the regular season to determine your championship. Starting this year, I'm moving it back one more week. I am going to end all of my fantasy football leagues, the personal league, the foundation for the Jimmy McGinty Trophy, and the one or two podcast leagues that we do with all of you, will be done in week 16. Because ending in week 17 last year wasn't good. And there were 3 major reasons why. One, Damar Hamlin, Monday Night Football. I don't want to say anything more about this, but thank goodness Damar Hamlin is healthy. He's playing football again. There was a lot of money raised for charity. The medical staff did great things that night. It was scary for his family, the Bills fans, all of us football fans. That happening was, it was tough. Some leagues were affected. My podcast league was affected. My foundation league was not. I was in the championship game of the Foundation League against my longtime friend SD. None of us had any players on the Bills or Bengals. So we were okay. We weren't impacted by that. But that's the fact that the podcast league was impacted and my personal league wasn't, that's 50% of my leagues that were affected. So that's one reason. We don't ever want to see that happen again in pro football to anybody, any game, any week. But it happened week 17 last year in the final game with a lot of relevant fantasy players, and perhaps your league was affected also. Two other very solid reasons that may happen again this year that don't affect anyone's livelihood the way Damar Hamlin's situation could, affected a lot of people and could have been awful. Jalen Hurts did not play week 17. Now, I think he didn't play week 16 either, or maybe week 15, but the Eagles were still in a position where they didn't have to play him because of their lead over the Cowboys and Giants in the NFC East, and they rested him in week 17 to allow him to get healthy to play, I believe, in week 18 and then have the bye week and play in the playoffs, and they go to the Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts, someone we talked about a lot throughout the podcast last year and at this time last year, as a player you were going to want to own. The fact that the combination of him being injured and the Eagles not feeling an obligation to play him in the later weeks of the regular season impacted a lot of fantasy players. Look, I get what the Eagles did. It stunk for me. It cost me at the end of the season in the podcast league, and it probably cost a lot of you. Quarterbacks last year accounted for one of every five rushing touchdowns in the National Football League. And when the Eagles got to inside the 2-yard line, it was usually Jalen Hurts on that rugby sneak play. Not Miles Sanders, not somebody else. It was Jalen Hurts. And those were valuable fantasy points, in addition to everything else that he did. So he didn't play week 17, championship week. And the Eagles played it right and still got to the Super Bowl. But it hurt fantasy owners trying to win a championship. And the other one was Derrick Henry. In my foundation league, my opponent drafted Derrick Henry in the first round. One spot before I would have drafted Derrick Henry in the first round, as I have been known to do my fantasy man crush for many years. Derrick Henry, not my friend SD. SD didn't have his best fantasy performer for week 17 in that Thursday night game against the Dallas Cowboys. Why? Because mathematically, the game meant nothing to the Titans in terms of making the playoffs. They win it, doesn't help them. They lose it, doesn't hurt them. They needed to win, what was it, the week 18 game against the Jaguars was kind of winner take all? I believe that was the case because the Colts sucked and the Texans sucked. So I think, yeah, the week 18 game between the Titans and the Jaguars, winner was in, loser was out. So the Titans gave Derrick Henry, Thursday game, so a short week, gave him the week off. Championship week for fantasy, my opponent SD didn't have his best player, no fault of his own. So based on those three things happening last year in week 17 and some of the other things from an administrative standpoint in dealing with one of those things, I'm going to end all my leagues this year in week 16. Now, look, I know Jalen Hurts didn't play week 16 last year either. But chances are better that a Jalen Hurts in that situation, or any player in that situation, is more likely to play in week 16 because playoff fortunes haven't been totally determined. And I know he was injured as well. But I think it's an easy switch. We end the league 1 week earlier and try to and learn from what happened last year in those three cases. So week 16 is when the podcast leagues are going to crown their champion, and week 16 is when my personal league will crown their champion. So, and honestly, it's what, just a few years ago, we were ending in week 16 anyway when we had a 17-week regular season. So it's not a stretch. I'm going to roll it back 1 week in the hopes that it lessens the amount of integrity mortgaged for various reasons in the last 2 weeks of the NFL regular season. Perhaps you want to consider doing that as well. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Hooters is your spot to catch all the games this season. Try our world-famous wings, delicious seafood, stack sandwiches, salads, and more. I look forward to our fantasy football drafts at Hooters again this season. We'll talk to you next week.